All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Coming up at 10 Central Time, the Houston Dynamo in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League. They'll be taking on Tigres down in Monterrey, Mexico. But we do know we have an important date here, March 26th. The United States men's national team will come to Houston. This is a big opportunity for us in Houston, not only to see a great young national team now that's being rebuilt under Greg Berhalter, also a great opportunity to fill a stadium and let people know that in World Cup 2026, we would like to be a host city. USsoccer.com for your tickets. And again, Chile, what a great opponent. And a number of great young talents coming in, including our guest now from the Seattle Sounders. Also, the U.S. men's national team is Christian Roldan. Christian, thank you very much for coming on the show. You've been kind of a regular on the show, so we appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me. I'm doing something good, right? I'm on again.
You always are, and you're a great interview, and we'll send you the royalty checks, okay? Just give us an address after the interview. But we appreciate you being on. Well, first of all, congratulations to getting called into the camp again. And just talk again about this situation with these young guys and how you guys are trying to grab the mantle of this national team and bring it back to prominence again.
Thank you. Well, we're excited. I think it's a good group. Good young, talented group of guys, and coached extremely well. And look, let's not kid ourselves. We're going to play a really quality side in Houston, and if we can get all the support that we can, it would be great. But in the end, it's going to be a difficult match. But I think the guys are ready and capable of getting a good result in Houston.
Christian Roldan joining us of the Seattle Sounders. By the way, they're off to a great start. 2 wins in 2 games. We'll ask Christian a little bit about the Sounders before we're over with this interview. But, when the John Brookses start coming back into the team, the DeAndre Yedlins, the Michael Bradleys, and some of the European-based guys, is there a different feel to the group as opposed to the January camp maybe where it's more MLS-based?
A little bit, yeah. European guys aren't invited to January camp because they are in season, obviously. So, in a way, the MLS guys have an advantage against these European guys because we understand the system, we understand the tactics that the coach wants us to play. But now it's their turn to learn the system, and if they can do it extremely well, I think we're going to be a really good, dangerous team because the core of the group is obviously filled with a lot of MLS guys that understand the system. And now it's incorporating the European-based guys into the system and just making the team a little bit better.
Tremendous competitions in all areas, but I'm going to go, Christian, to your area. And you, to me, are very much a two-way midfielder. Your work ethic is just incredible. But I'm looking at Tyler Adams now, starter at Leipzig, Michael Bradley, Sebastian Legette, Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, Christian Roldan, and Will Trapp. This is incredible competition here. And when I look at these midfielders, they do all have, in a lot of ways, some differing qualities.
Yeah, and I would add on to that. The competition that I'm facing is very tough. I understand that. And if I can go toe-to-toe with these guys, it'll only make myself better, but also make the team better, make these other players improve. In their everyday, mindset and the way they go about training, and also ultimately it would create competition within the team, and would make the team so much better. So I'm over there. I'm ready to go over there and compete for a spot. Not only just be satisfied with getting called in, but I feel like I can play alongside these guys, with these guys. And so if I can go with that same mindset, then it'll only make the team better.
When you see a performance today, and I don't know if you watched it, I would assume you may have, but when you see a performance from a 34-year-old guy, Cristiano Ronaldo, and you just see the seething competitiveness pouring out of every pore of that guy's body today, does that inspire you? Because I'm telling you, I watched that game and I was like, hey, I got to become a better commentator just based on the fact that this guy just has so much drive and desire, even at this point when he's won everything, pretty much.
yeah, I think it goes through the notion of never being satisfied, and this is a guy that has won almost everything in the soccer world, and being down 2-0, scores a hat trick to put his team through. I mean, the determination, the mindset, the ability to play under pressure is fantastic. Obviously, we're not. He's playing at an extremely high level, and only certain players can do so. But why can't the national team have the same mindset or have the same ability to play against the top teams in the world? And I think that's ultimately what you're saying. It makes you want to be better, and that's ultimately the goal for us players.
Christian Roldan, U.S. Men's National Team. They're going to be here in Houston March 26th. It's a game you're not going to want to miss. Talents like Roldan, Pulisic, on and on we go, will be here. You get your tickets at ussoccer.com or BBVA Compass Stadium box office. I look at the world of sports now, and sometimes I'll look at an athlete like Cristiano Ronaldo. I know exactly where that guy is from a competitive standpoint. I'll look at others, and I'm not saying about your teammates, but in general, I'll say to myself, I think that athlete is using being an athlete to be a celebrity. In other words, using his sport as a vehicle to go to a different level. Do you ever feel that or see that in any sport?
Yeah, you can totally see that. I mean, sometimes in the NBA, I think, I can't remember who said it, but I think it was Dirk. Dirk in Dallas said, people want the social life. People want the likes on Instagram and the likes on Twitter and the popularity, but they don't want the responsibility that comes with being a pro athlete. And I think, yes, of course, people can get content, but I think in our case, in my team, with the national team, I think we're just getting started. We want to establish ourselves worldwide and want other countries to see us as a soccer country rather than a basketball or a football country. So, yes, I can totally see that, but in our case, I think we're still establishing ourselves and getting to that next level.
When DeAndre Yedlin comes back and you're in these camps with your teammates, Christian Pulisic, do you guys share experiences? And is there anything interesting that they tell you about the game over in Europe?
Yeah, they obviously have really good things to say about the sport in Europe. It's a very difficult, well, the two leagues that they play in are very difficult to play in. And they have very good players, international players. They see it all. But I think what separates them from us is the level of competition day in and day out. Every week they get to see a different style of play, different players on and off the field, and they are able to compete with those guys each and every week. So for them, I think it's important to go into camp and having the same mindset, because they want to make the national team better.
Christian Roldan joining us. Look, you're in Seattle. You're in one of the great soccer cities in the United States. We could make an argument. It's the best. That sort of pressure that you get, that healthy pressure, and those crowds that you play in front of, can you ever get complacent because these people keep coming out to see you guys play? Or do you get enough push and enough fair criticism that really keeps you on edge to produce day in and day out?
Oh, I think our group of guys keep us on edge. And then if we can't keep ourselves on edge, our fans will definitely do so. I think the fans deserve so much. And we heard it when we started off slow the last 2-3 years. We heard it from our fans, and they stuck with us. But we wanted to do it for ourselves and also them, because they stuck with us throughout the whole year. And ultimately, it comes down to the group of guys, but also the fans pushing you. If you don't have a good supporting cast, it makes life difficult sometimes. But yes, we are spoiled, and we want to continue to do well in Seattle for the fans that come out to every game.
Christian, when you run out of that tunnel, You know, and you look up into that crowd and you get a glance of the fans that are there. Does that ever get old? Can that get old? Is that possible that something like that could get old? Because I've experienced the game there as a commentator. I've stood on the sidelines to watch a game there. It really is remarkable.
Yeah, I think it's a very tough environment to play in. And as a player in that stadium, there's nothing better. You want to play in great environments like that day in and day out. And I think even as an opposing player, it's very intimidating for sure. But those are the games you want to be in. You want to be able to silence the crowd. And for us specifically, we want to encourage our fans to keep coming out and supporting us by showing up each and every game and playing our hearts out. So I think it's great for the league, great for the opposing team, great for us. So hopefully we can continue to have big crowds like that. But it's, like I said, it doesn't get old, and we always have a blast.
He's Christian Roldan. Now, when you go to a market in MLS that there isn't that, let's face it, there's some markets that are struggling attendance-wise. We've got our challenges here in Houston. Is it possible sometimes, even though you're telling yourself, you know, look, I'm as committed in this game and I'm as in tuned, I'm as focused, as prepared as I can be, do you ever just maybe organically kind of realize that, you know, it's harder to get up for these games as opposed to trotting out at in front of Seattle Sounders fans in front of 40, 50, and 60,000 people?
Right. Mentally, it's a little draining, right? You look up in the stands and there's not as many people there. Of course, it can be disheartening. Obviously, we go about our business on the road and try to implement the same game. But you want to have guys rooting against you just as much as guys rooting for you.
Yeah.
And by guys, I mean fans. You want fans to hate you. You want fans to not like you and root against you. And you want to prove those people wrong. So in a way, yes, for sure. We want to have great environments each and every week. But the reality is sometimes that doesn't happen, and those games can be a little dull, you know, during warm-up, stuff like that. But once the game hits, it's a different type of intensity.
Christian Roldan, we'll give him one more question here. We're going to let him go. We thank him so much for coming on here. We're prepping the United States against Chile March 26th. We know this is a very, very good team to test yourself against, the South American side that's got a number of talents, guys like Arturo Vidal and company. What do you expect from a Chilean side? And kind of give us a little insight into some generalities about them that you admire about South American soccer and Chile in particular.
Well, I expect a Chile team to really press, to really put us under pressure, not let us play out of the back. I think they want to keep possession and play really direct football. I think ultimately, if we can stay composed, it would be great to maintain the pressure that they have, play through it, and really go at their defenders. I think ultimately they don't want to defend. That's why they press a little bit high. So it'll be interesting as the game goes by. But in the end, I think we're going to be well prepared and ready to go against them.
Christian, thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. We look forward to your arrival here in Houston. I know you got a game before you get down here a few days earlier, and that's the focus now. But the city of Houston is excited for a visit from not only you, but the U.S. men's national team as well. Thank you for coming on the show, as always.
We are excited as ever. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Christian Roldan. He's been on the show a number of times, and we're really thankful for him coming on the program. Hey, quick word here. I got a new sponsor to Soccer Matters. It's Tri-Eagle Energy, and there's synergy with energy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, and the list goes on. Now, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Check out Tri-Eagle Energy, 877-93-EAGLE. Log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TryEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN.